So let's pick up where we were. I'm going to start calling the list also, but leave that for today, since we're running a little behind. So for we were discussing the finishing the issue of Behemoth's Hefker. I just want to make a couple of quick points to finish that, and then I want to start discussing Chatzishir, and then we want to move on to Taroves. Chametz. With regard to Taroves Chametz, just make sure to look at the psukim that we're talking about. Just a couple of our makomos for Taroves Chametz. Shmos, Perek and Beis, psukim, Yud Tes and Chaf. Those are two main psukim. And I think I gave you most of the makomos already, right? The Mishnah on Mem Beis, the Gemara on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, Man Tana until, Chametz Nukshar Abilazar Leislay. That's on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Then Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, starting from Ukazayas Kedei Achilas Pras until Leislay or Leis Bay, I think, Ukazayas Bichdei Achilas Pras. That's the main Gemara, the Gemara on Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. And then the Rambams I told you to look at in Koteret, Sefer Mitzvos with Ramban, the Rambam in Kuchos Chametz Perek Aleph, but also to look at the Rambam Perek Dalet, Halacha Ches, very important. And the Ramach and the Kesef Mishnah, that's where the Ram speaks about Baal Yira for Taroves Chametz. Okay, we already talked about the Rashi and Tosis, we'll talk more. Rashi and Tosis in both places, here on Beis and there, beginning of El Ovrin, and the Tosis Shants I mentioned also. you should look at the Rav Yah. I think I mentioned that we should, but I didn't give you the numbers. Chelik Aleph Simin Kuf Samach Tes and Chelik Beis Simin Tuf Chaf, meaning 420. To look at the famous Shita of, just to be aware of it, Reb Chaim Cohen about Tama Umamasho. Those of you who learned of Avodah Zarah last year will recognize from the Sugya and Samach Vav in Avodah Zarah, those who are learning Yoredeya will recognize, from the Sugya and Gita Nasha, the question of Tam Kikar and the debate in the Gemara about Tam Kikar versus Tamo Umamasho. So there's a very well-known Shita. The Rosh quotes this in Gita Nasha. Just you should look that up. where is it? Perek Zayin. Simon Chav Zayin or something. I'm not sure exactly which Simon. I'll look it up. The sheet of Reb Chaim Cohen on Tamo Umamasho. I think it's a very important paradigm to look at that. And to look at the Sfeikos, the various Sfeikos of the Minchas Chinuch on the mitzvah of Taroves Chametz in the Minyan Taryag. Hasra'a, the combination of Taroves Chametz and Chametz, things of that sort. Okay? So that's our next Hagdama topic. And as I say, in conjunction with the Rash Tosis here on Beis Amud Aleph and the Tosis Shants also as important formulations. Regarding Chatzishir, whatever we don't finish today, the Rash Mishants also has an important comment or two about Chatzishir. on Beis Amud Aleph here. So you should look at that. And if we don't get to it today, the Rambam in Hilchos Shuos, Dalet Aleph. I think I gave you the other one to look at. Hey, Zion, I gave you, right? Yeah? Moshe's saying yes, right, Moshe? Okay, good. So, okay. So let's. That's in terms of the next topic. And then we're going to start going pretty much a little bit after that, we'll go straight from Daf Beis, but we already have at least an understanding of what are some of the things that we're looking for in terms of Baal Yiroa, Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda, Yisra'ena, and Yisra'achila, etc. Okay. So just a few comments on the last year. First of all, just to note that the Rishalmi and Orla that Tani brought to our attention really is very, very good makor, and the debate there. And that's Gimel Aleph on Chadash, you know, whether Chadash, the din of Rav Avohu applies to Chadash or not, since it's an Iser Shatali Bizman. And Mari Fulda and the Gra, just all to point out that some of the Nosei Kalim there make the Ha'ara that the Bavli, of course, also speaks of Chadash in our Perek, in the second Perek of Psachim, in Perek Kol Shah. But they also note that according to Rav Avohu, it's curious that Chadash is not Osir Bahana. Again, Mishlam Alecheskia, that you always need a separate Makar, you don't have a separate Makar. But according to Rav Avohu, what's the problem? However, the Bavli does find a Makar to exclude Chadash. And the way that the Yerushalmi excludes it is through Iser Zman. So that is just to point out, I think the Mari Sir Leon and his parish in the Rishalmi and Orla, it's obvious if you look at the Bavli, but makes that, particular Ha'ara. So what ends up is that then the debate whether or not Chametz is like, Chadash Legabe Dinze, which is the Mari Fulda versus the Gra. And as Tani points out, the Gra's language is also really interesting, denying that it is truly an Iser Zman, saying, no, the Chametz that is Osir, presumably what he means by that is not Chametz Avar Alav Pesach, because we pass it like Rav Shimon, but means that Chametz on Pesach itself, on Pesach, is not viewed as an Iser Zman. So that, what's interesting then is, in general, that what will emerge, and this is in light of the Reis Sir Leon's comment, is that there's a debate between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi whether Iser Zman, one or two things, whether Iser Zman is consequential to the Shita of Rav Avohu. That's one possibility. The Yerushalmi thinks yes, the Bavli seemingly thinks no, because otherwise you would have applied Rav Avohu, if not for a different limud. And then within that, the debate among the Mefarshim about the relationship between Chametz and Chadash, right? And that debate may echo the Dover Sheshel Matirin debate. So that's all very, very important. It's clear, 100% that Rav Avohu and the Bavli applies to Chametz. Okay. So in light of this, there's a lot of things that you could say. That's number one. Number two, just to get back to the Beis HaLevi for a moment. Matthew, what's the chiddush of the Beis HaLevi?
So he tries being mechadish that Yerushalmi is holding of this din of Achshavei, that the reason why you can't be machlevei meshefker is dafka din on yontif rishon, only because Hashpas is b'sreif, is b'chol davar.
Yeah. And actually, it would apply even to Shvishal Pasach too. But it wouldn't apply to Chol HaMoed at all. And it also would only apply to Chametz, which is subject to Tashbisu. Right? That's another limitation. Meaning, it wouldn't apply to any Chametz other than Chametz Shel Yisrael and your own Chametz for that matter. So that's the Chiddush of the Beis HaLevi, a totally different read of the Yerushalmi, based on Achshavei, and based on the principle that is established by Matthew?
Rashi
and Beit HaDav Chazayin. So I just wanted to make the Ha'ara of two things. I mentioned last time, it's just curious that this is partially to explain Rashi, who on Daf Hamad Beis seems to turn his back on this Yerushalmi. Where the Beis HaLevi found that to be difficult, given, that the, Bavli doesn't explicitly argue with Yerushalmi, so why should somebody reject the Yerushalmi? And therefore, he comes up with partially, he also thinks, Chizkin or Bavo, they're, and the language a little bit, there are several, it's hard to know which is the, Machria, and which is just, the fringe benefits, or whether it's all just, you know, what he thinks cumulative evidence. But either way, it's a very innovative read of the Yerushalmi. The Beis Halevi actually goes so far as to suggest that this innovative read of the Yerushalmi is actually the makor for Rashi and Beitza. He says, oh, this is, siyua, maybe a makor. Like, where did Rashi get this idea from, that you can achshave to create an Isur Malacha, or the equivalent of an Isur Malacha, on Shabbos or on Yom Tov? So the Beis Halevi actually says, this reading of the Yerushalmi is the makor for Rashi, which makes it even more difficult to explain, you know, why Rashi seems at odd with this Perush. So the Beis Halevi himself does address that. Did you see it, Matthew?
I did not see that part.
Okay. It's a very subtle line. He quotes the Tzlach. No, sorry. Quotes the Pnei Yehoshua. Sorry. Pnei Yehoshua, like, turns everything on his head. The Gemara says, again, I'm going to read this Gemara more extensively. The Gemara says that, you know, Shema Minam Rabbi Akiva Tlas. Right? And one of them is, Ein Bir Chametz Ala B'Sreifa. So the Pnei Yehoshua on that Gemara asks the following question. How is it a raya that Ein Bir Chametz Ala B'Sreifa? Why not say Hashpasasa B'Chol Davar? Right? But since that includes Sreifa, based on Rashi in Beitza, right, that would be Aser too. In other words, the Pnei Yehoshua, you know, doesn't read the Yerushalmi the way the Beis Halevi is, but like the Beis Halevi, the Pnei Yehoshua introduces Rashi and Beitza into this particular sugya. He's just introducing it in the form of a question, like, why do you have to say Ein Bir Chametz Ala B'Sreifa? Even if you said Hashpasas L'B'Chol Davar, you could have this principle of Achshavei. So he points out that if you look carefully at the language of Rashi, you know, it's more, Rashi's diuk is from Rabbi Akiva is not so much, you know, from the fact, you know, of his understanding, you know, or his proof that Ach b'yom arishon tashbisu sor mibateichem must refer to Erev rather than Yom Tov, as much as it is from the language that he uses that highlights, you know, that he thinks, you know, that there is a din of Bir Chametz Ala B'Sreifa, or he thinks that this does depend on Bir Chametz Ala B'Sreifa. So the Beis Halevi's idea is that Rabbi Akiva himself happens not to believe in this principle of Achshavei. That's the reason why he's convinced that Ein Bir Chametz Ala B'Sreifa is the linchpin here. And therefore, you know, he says what he says. So if that's the case, that's his answer to the Rashi. In other words, that, in Achanami, if Rashi was dealing with, you know, the global issue here, then Rashi would not have written that, it would be permissible, you know, to destroy the Chametz Hashpasasa B'Chol Davar on Yontif, according to the Chachamim. But because Rashi, the way Rashi writes it, because Rashi is dealing with Rabbi Akiva, and there's a diuk in Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Akiva doesn't believe in the Achshavei. That's his way of solving the apparent stira. You know, he doesn't ask it, Vim Tomar V'Yeshlomar. But again, it's very curious to say that this Yerushalmi is the basis for that strange Rashi, and then to turn around, you know, and use this to explain why Rashi doesn't hold it. So that's his answer. That's the Beis Halevi's answer. Curious and interesting. But I think that there is, again, in light of what I said the other day, another way to solve this problem, even within the Beis Halevi, maybe a better way. And that is what I mentioned last time. Last time I suggested it as a standalone. I was saying, maybe Rashi actually holds like the Yerushalmi. But maybe Rashi thinks it depends on the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. And that only if you hold Bir Chametz Besreifa and Bir Chametz Elam Besreifa, only then is your view about the toxicity, let's say, of Chametz so acute as to, you know, therefore, you know, conclude that even being Machal Behema, you know, constitutes a violation. But if you hold Ashpasasu B'chol Davar, which is more about the effect, and you could even argue more like a siag, you know, that the, you know, mimela, you don't have it around, you're not going to eat it, or, you know, either way, just more of a pragmatic halacha. So if you hold that way, maybe you don't hold, you know, lo yachel, that there's an iser also for the cheftza to be nechal. That's what I was suggesting. But I think that we can rehabilitate that same suggestion in a way, you know, even within the achshave idea. Namely, that even if you were to say what the Beis HaLevi says, instead of just saying, oh, it's Rabbi Akiva, it doesn't happen to hold achshave, and Rashi's explaining Rabbi Akiva, which is very creative. Okay, but it doesn't leave us with, you know, very much in terms of the Skana. I think what you might say is the din of Rashi in Beitza, that, you know, since it's the chi of Sreifas Kodshim and Sreifas Trumatmeya, that even if you do it Ayide Achilas Kelev, you know, because that ends up being the substitute for Sreifa, that constitutes an Achshave. It's almost like you're doing, you know, the substitute for Sreifa. And that's consequential because there's a kima mitzvah in it. And therefore, there is achshve. In my opinion, that works first and foremost within Rashi because there is this, you know, primary methodology of Sreifa. In other words, had it been that the din of Sreifas Kachim and, you know, Trumatmeya, you know, was just an example of making sure that it isn't around. It wasn't the din that the kilui itself is a kiyum. We'll call it a kiyum in the cheftza. You know, if it was more just like, you know, you make sure to get rid of it in some way, in a more extraneous way, and there was no yichus to the sreifa, no yichus even to the derech kilui per se, except for the effect of it, then I wonder, for the same reason, whether Rashi in Beitza would have said what he said. And therefore, I would like to, within the Beis HaLevi, you know, try to suggest the same idea. And that is, Hashpasaso, you know, B'chol Davar, Hashpasaso B'chol Davar, right, itself, you know, might depend on, Sreifa. Okay? So if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, you know, then, you know, in Ochanami, you even if you were to, well, number one, let me say this way. In Trumitzman Kachim, you still have the Kiyum when you do it that way because of the Lechatchila of Derech Kili and even Derech Sreifa. I think there are two questions. When it comes to Chametz and Pesach, when the Chacham say Ashbasasa B'chol Davar, is there a Lechatchila of Sreifa? Are they just more expansive, you know, ala Rashi and Beitza, of how you implement this, but even for them, there's something of Sreifa which reflects the orientation of Hashasa B'chol Davar, or is that Hashasa B'chol Davar, right, totally, if, you know, result-oriented and Gavra-oriented rather than Cheftz-oriented. So if that is the case, you know, then what you might say is that for the Chachamim, I think these are two perspectives, which we'll see going forward. In other words, is there a midah Rabbi Yehuda nishma l'chachamim, or is it midah chachamim nishma l'Rabbi Yehuda? And is there a lechatchila of Sreifa? When we get to Hashpasasa B'chol Davar, we'll discuss that. Some of the Mefarshim do say that there's a lechatchila of Sreifa. But certainly if you hold like Reb Chaim, or like the Minchas Chinuch, each in their own way, who think that there's a qualitative discrepancy between these two types of Tashbisu. So then once again, you wouldn't want to apply the Rashi in Beitza here. Ironically, that would be exactly the fault line between those two ideas. Okay, is that clear? Or if there's any questions, I'll take it. So that's a different suggestion. Even if you hold like the Beis Halevi's reading of the Yerushalmi, you know, to solve, let's say, what would be a problem. The Beis Halevi's solution is a technical one. You know, it's, oh, technically Rabbi Akiva. And what I'm saying is, you only say something like Achshavei when, let's say, the Kili Gamor or the Sreifa is really the paradigm, you know, to begin with, not Stam that there's a Kiyama Mitzvah per se. At least that's my suggestion. Okay, any comments on that?
Rebbe?
Yeah.
I have two questions. The first one is, could Rebbe's point here, yeah, Rebbe's explanation of Rashi be the point at issue between the Baal Hamor and Ravid by Chitik or Denaisa, of whether you can be Mekayim Tashbisu according to the
Achila?
Yeah, through Achila. Whereas the Baal Hamor, for example, would say that there's no Achshavei problem, much in line with what Rebbe is saying now. And the Ravid would say, despite the fact that we passing like the Rabbanon, you cannot be Mekayim Tashbisu through Achila, because although he doesn't put it in terms of Achshavei, it would ultimately be an Achshavei problem.
Well, it could be. Of course, there you have other issues. Hold off. Let's hold off on this. I think it's an interesting point, but let's hold off on until we discuss that, you know, more extensively. Because of course, David is making reference to the famous Baal Hamor. Again, we talked about if you paskin like Rab Shimon that kodem zmano is not balav. Is there nonetheless an iser shihia? Isa Shehiyah, it sounds like there is in the Gemara. That's what the Gemara is trying to figure out. Is there an Isra Achila? Is there an Isra Ana? These are the questions. What is the status? And if so, where does it come from if it doesn't come from the law? So the Baal Hamor has a very extreme Shita in which he says, Achiloso Zuhi Hashpasaso. Okay, that you can actually, eating the Chametz is also Kiyum and Tashbisa. So David is wondering whether or not that is related, that debate, is related to the issue that I'm talking about. So I think it's possible, but of course there is another issue, and that is, you know, the question of being nana, you know, and, you know, what exactly is the status, you know, in that limbo period after Chatzos, Daraisa, you know, until Atzmo Shel Pesach. So let's hold off on that till we get to it, but I think it's worth thinking about for sure.
And a second question, yeah, regarding the Beis Halevi's limitation of chametz with which you can be Mekayim Tashbisu, yeah, wouldn't there be an analogous set of questions about that type of chametz, such as, for example, could you be Mekayim Tashbisu Ayudei Chametz Taroves, or be Mekayim Tashbisu Ayudei Chametz B'mashuhu? So even though the Beis Halevi does change the direction, there are still, it seems, unresolved questions about what sort of chametz we're talking about.
Right, but why is that? I'm not sure why that is. I mean, David's raising the question in general. Again, we'll get to it when we get to it. What chametz can you use for tashbisa? Right? If there are different types of chametz, like nuksha and taroves and kolshehu, chatzishir, what will allow you to fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbisa? So you're saying, well, if the Beis Halevi thinks that the Yerushalmi is talking about that, then don't you have to relate to what type of chametz you're talking about? True, but isn't that also true according to the simple reading of the Yerushalmi that we're talking about the Isra Achila and the Isra Hana?
Yeah, and Achanami.
So I don't think the answer is yes, you would have to deal with that. And it could lead you to other nafkaminas. Now, if you were making a list, what are the nafkaminas between the Beis Halevi's reading of the Yerushalmi and the Pashtus reading of the Yerushalmi? So things like, you know, who does the chametz belong to? Is it chametz which requires and which is a kiyum of tashbisu? All these things would be part of the list, and maybe you'd have a few more things on the list. But I don't think there's anything about those requirements. That's one to assume the Beis Halevi is right, that this Yerushalmi can't be talking about anything else. So then it all falls into place. So I think it's a ha'ara, not so much a question.
Rebbe?
Right?
Yeah, I just meant it as a ha'ara.
Okay, great. Then I endorse it as that. And the other one we'll get back to also, because I think it is a very interesting, it is an interesting point. Okay, one other thing just before we move on to Chatzi Shir. Yeah.
Just what malacha would you be violating if you held Hashbasaso b'chol davar through the Achshavei?
What malacha do you violate in Beit Zachav Zayin Amud Beis for Rashi?
Havara.
Do you think so?
It's Achshavei of Havara. It's an Achshavei of Havara. Yeah, because you're being Mekayim Sreifas Kachim.
Wow. I don't think so.
No? What is it? I'm also open to not saying that. So then what is it?
First of all, that's generous of you. I appreciate that.
No, I mean, yeah.
No, I'm joking. I agree with you. No, I don't think that it's possible to say that through Achshavei that you violate Havar. I think I mentioned this in the past, but what I think you could say, again, there's, in addition to the Rashi, you know, there's an interesting Gemara in Psachim. What is it? Mem Vav. Where the Gemara very, flirts with the idea, very briefly considers the idea that, you know, Muktzah is Doraisa, and that you would violate, you know, an Av Malacha for Muktzah. Correct? That's Gemara Mem, what is it, Mem Vav Beis? In Psachim. So, like, what is that? So, I think that there are two possibilities. It's a parallel kind of situation. Like, what is the malacha? We have a list of, you know, lametes avos malachos in the Mishnah and Shabbos Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. Muktzah doesn't appear on that list. And, you know, hachalas behema, you know, doesn't appear on that list. You know, even sreifas, even trumat tmeah or kachim. So, like, what's going on there? What is this whole thing of Achshavei? So I think that it's very, again, I won't tell you. Josh, you can check it out. And if you do find anything, let us know. It could be that some people actually say what you just said. You have to look at the literature around that Rashi. I find it impossible. I mean, to say that this is considered Sreifa because it's a substitute for Sreifa. Without saying one of two things. One is that what you violate is Makabat Patish. That in addition to Makabat, this is a huge issue in Makabat Patish in general. You know, what does Makabat Patish mean? It means Sofa Malacha. There's a debate between the Bavli and Yerushalmi or Rishonim. Huge discussions in Mechaz Chinuch and of course the Eglei Tal. You know, all the Makabat Patish is Siyum HaMalacha. Some of it seems can be even tchilas hamalacha. Like, what is the criterion for makom patish? Either way, makom patish, I don't want to get too far afield because we're learning talking, but makom patish is a fascinating malacha because it is mostly undefined. Right? Even if you say it means gemar malacha, you know, it's a fill in the gaps, you know, kind of a din. The tzura of Gemar Malacha is non-existent. Whereas almost every other Malacha has a specific Tzura. So you could say, okay, here the Din is Gemar Malacha, but especially if it applies to other things. So it's conceivable that it isn't Gemar Malacha per se either, it's Chashivos. And therefore, it's a catch-all. For example, when we discuss, you know, famous Rambam, Mappas Mursa. I'm not going to get into it right now, but just, you know, the briefest story possible. The Rambam, almost against all Rishonim, Paskins at Malach Shein Tzricha Legufa, right, is Chayev. Achokas Rabbi Rab Shimon. Almost all the Rishonim in Poskim, Paskins at Malach Shein Tzricha Legufa is Patur. And the Rambam, rare among them, almost alone among them, paskins that it's chayiv. But there are a couple of exceptions to that rule, seemingly in the Rambam. One famous one is Mappas Mursa. Okay, if you like, you know, if there's a wound and you drain the wound. So famously, there are a few other cases also, Tzad Nachash and cases like that. But so the you have to explain the exceptions, and that, you know, triggered a whole literature also. Anyway, but the Rambam happens to think that Mappas Mursa is Makom Patish. The Sfarim Achronim say, you know why that's why it's different. Everywhere else for the Rambam is chayiv, because you still have the tzuras hamalacha. But in Makom Patish, basically, there is no tzuras hamalacha. There's just a tachlis hamalacha. Or it's a davar chashuv. So, there, which goes to the heart of, you know, the chashivos and the tachlis, plays a different role. Just giving you an example. There could be other examples. That Mappas Mursa just might be a completely different kind of malacha. I'm sorry, Mappas Mursa. Makom Patish. So when Rashi in Beitzach of Zion, or when the Gemara in Psach and Membav try to expand the list of chi of malacha in cases where it doesn't seem warranted because you don't have the tzura, I think one possibility is that it means it's achshive, meaning that gives it chashivos and makes it a malacha, but not mavir, because it doesn't have the tzura of mavir. How could it be mavir? Right? But the achshave of mavir may be makopat. That's one possibility. I'm not sure if these are so different, but another possibility, going back to other things that we've discussed, when the Torah wants to convey isur malacha, right, it uses this broad term, Losasa komalacha. Right? And that's the reason why there can be a discussion whether, you know, one shame. Those who were here when we learned Bava Kama a couple of years ago, we discussed it in the beginning because we're talking about Avos and Toldos. Right? So we talked a little bit about this question. You know, 39 shemos iser or one shame iser with 39 tsuros? Right, which is still different than 39 hechetimtzi of a single maisavera. Right? So the reason you can have that whole discussion, and then you can discuss chiluk malachos, and, you know, chiluk, and what about tziruf l'shior, and how, what do you do the hasra for, all sorts of issues, is because the Torah itself kind of opened the door by just saying Lo Sasa Kom Malacha. We have a Mesorah that means, you know, Zoreya and Choresh and Kotzer and Ma'amer and Dosh, etc. But is it as if the Torah said Lo Sasa Zoreya, Lo Sasa Kotzer, Lo Sasa Dosh, Lo Sasa Ma'amer? Or is it no? Torah said Lo Sasa Kom Malacha. And then these are, if not Hechatimtzis, which is the least, maybe something in between, you know, different maisaveras of this one shame iser. And maybe that's the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov, right? Yesh chiluk malachos b'Shabbos, ein chiluk malachos b'Yom Tov. With consequence, I don't want to go into the whole thing, but what am I trying to say? What I'm trying to say is that maybe there are two dinim on Shabbos. Maybe the Torah wrote Lo Sasa Kom Malacha the way that it did in order to say that there are two things. Number one, Lo Sasa Kom Malacha, fill in the blanks. Lo Sasa Zorei, Lo Sasa Ma'amer, Lo Sasa Shnei Batei Nirin, Lo Sasa Memachek, Lo Sasa Kosev, Lo Sasa Soser. But also to teach you that there's a Din Klali as well. Maybe what Yom Tov gets from Shabbos is the Din Klali, and what Shabbos has that is singular is the Din Prati. Maybe if there's Tziruf Lashir between Malachos, at least, you know, where you don't have such a big apples and oranges gap, let's say at least have the same kind of shear, grogaris or whatever, maybe you can cross malachos, if you can, that's a big debate. Maybe you can do that because our two dinim in Shabbos, there's an Iser, they're actually relevant to our Chatzi Shir issue in a minute, there's a klali aspect of Iser Malacha, and there's a prati aspect. And the question is, what is their relationship? What am I trying to say? If that isn't what Makom HaPatish is, you know, maybe there still is a din, you know, of Lo Sasa Kol Melacha. And the Gemara's Hava Minim Psachim was that Muktzah is the Davar Chashuv on Shabbos. And that makes it, if not a specific Melacha, it makes it generic Lo Sasa Kol Melacha. And maybe that's what Rashi in Beitza is working with as well, with Achshavei. So I prefer to think that you certainly don't violate Havara, but that you do violate one of those two. All right, Josh? I'm certain that you will find Mefarshim who say that you violate Havara. I find it impossible to say in a meaningful way. But let me know. Right? This Rashi made waves, as you can see, just with the Pnei Yoshua on Heyomid Beis, this question, and of course the Beis HaLevi. It's a sensational Rashi. So, yeah, how it's understood is very important. For this question that you're asking, very important. Okay. So that is... that is that. And then one final horror before we move on to Chatzis Shir. I mentioned, you know, and we'll revisit this again and again, the relationship between Isuri Hano and Achila, and the possibility, you know, that Hailechu Dekoi v'Hailechu Dekoi, or that Isuri Hano is in a kind of a diluted Achila, or that Achila is an Uber in German, you know, with an umlaut, an Uber. Hana. And of course, the possibility that Hana, different Hanos or different Achilos are different, depending on what the Makar is and the Dinim are, the things like Shalok and Derech, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So, where you know, so there might not be a single answer to this question. Maybe Basa B'Chalav and Kilayim are different than Chametz, which are still different than other things, et cetera. Okay. So I just, there were two makaros that I didn't elaborate on. I just wanted to make clear what I meant by them. And that is with regard to Hetzer Ochel Nefesh. That is the Rambam Pirshim Mishnayos and the Urayim. Anybody get a chance to see those? Noach? Did you get to see? I think I put them on Mar Makomos.
Yeah, I did see them already. I can't remember exactly what I said.
Okay, that's okay. So what's the Malka? What is the issue? What are they talking about? Do you remember that?
Doing Malacha on Yom Tov and
that's particularly important to us. Again, I don't want to go into details because we're not learning Beitza right now. But that is particularly important to us. Why?
I can't remember, to be honest.
For Tuvia Goldstein.
I don't think we saw the Perush Hamishnayos in the Urim.
Oh, you didn't get a chance. Okay, those are more. Again, they were more peripheral, of course. But I just want to get them in. Ezra Rotblat. Am I saying it right? If I'm pronouncing anybody's name wrong, always let me know.
Yeah, we didn't see them.
You didn't see it? Ezra Wild?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
What's so, Yitzhak Falinsky? Good, get to know these names. So good.
We didn't see that yet.
Okay, David?
You talked about Ochel Nefesh.
Yeah, now we know.
I think the important part was that
What's particularly important about it, though?
I think he said Achila implies all Isurei Hana, but we limit it to, I think, just Achila or something along those lines.
Well, no, I mean, we do. Yeah. There's a Hetzer Ochel Nefesh. Does Hetzer Ochel Nefesh limit it to Achila, to actual Achila? Aaron?
Yeah.
You're all right. I'm not... I think I'm just trying to get one thing. What's the makor for heter ochel nefesh?
Ach, asher yachel ochel nefesh.
Ah, and why is that significant?
Because it uses the word ye'achel. So depending on how we understood ye'achel with regard to chametz, we might have a different understanding as to whether or not ach asher yachel lechol nefesh can include hanas ochel nefesh or not.
Correct. That's exactly correct. So whenever the Torah uses that same form, we should be hypersensitive to the implications for chametz. Right? That's why in Sheretz, I think the Torah uses that form. That's where they get, you know, the discuss Rashi there in Shmini, the Mefarshe HaYerushalmi and Orla that Tani brought up have this discussion too. That, you know, what about, you know, again related to Asher's Mechilta, Lasos, you know, Hamachil Kaochel, you know. Whenever you have the Nifal phrase, right, that's more reason, you know, even to be, you know, sensitive, you know, to what's going on. So the pasuk in Ochel Nefesh is Ach Asher Yeachel Lechol Nefesh Hu Levado Yaseh Lachem. And there you have, according to, you know, both the Urayim and the Rambam, they have slightly different ways of saying it. In Pirshim Mishnayis, you have a debate between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, whether or not you should take it, you should limit it to achila, right? Or you can extend it to hanas aguf. Now, what's the Mishnah they're talking about, Aaron? The one in Pirshim Mishnayis that actually the Reim quotes it too.
Yeah, I think it's mechamin lo chamin. Yeah, Beis Shammai omrim lo yecham adam mechamin lo raglav.
Yeah. Can you heat up the water? Let's say you want hot water. Or you want to be warmed by something. So it's not a chila, but it is hanos kilui, which is mahane es haguf. So one of the things we were talking about in, you know, even with regard to, you know, historiana generally, you know, and lo yachel, achilas ha'cheftza, let's call it, you know, is like, where do you draw the line? Is it achilas ha'cheftza? Is it kilui? Is it hanas aguf? Or is it more, you know, again, Rashi said, lo yehebo heter achila, you know, where it's going to produce, you know, food. Again, all the things that we saw already with the Maram Chalava and the Rashashas and so on and so forth. Like, you know, behemas hefker. Like, how far do you take this? So in a way, the Rambam and the Urayim say that's good for the debate between, and others, between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Anybody have the language of the, of Pirshim Mishnayis? You have it, Eric?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Should I start from the beginning or from the Chinos from Beis Shammai?
Yeah, I think I think it's fine just to.
Okay, the chain os from Beis Shammai sheyavir adam eish leisvamim kinegda lefisha ikar etzlam shezesh amar Hashem ach asher yachel lechol nefesh lo nichlu bo hanos haguf mibachutz ubeis hillel omrim shezesh shenemar lechol nefesh kolol kol hanos haguf.
Yeah, so for the Rambam, as opposed to hanos haguf mibachutz, right? So it isn't achila only, but he would need to lead hanos haguf, you know, bifnim, say something like that. This is a fascinating. What's that? Yeah. And what about the Urayim? The Urayim is more expensive.
Yeah, I think Rabbi. I think Samuel wanted to ask a question.
Wanted to ask a question?
Cyclic, I think.
Yeah. Sorry. Is that possible?
Oh, go ahead. Daniel Cyclic. Yeah?
Yeah, I just got here, I'm sorry. But I'm just curious, how does Mitoch play a role in this conversation? Because, like, even if it's not explicit from the Makar, wouldn't Mitoch allow it in certain situations for to use Hana for to be Matir certain Malachos on Yontif?
Right, so we'll talk about that. We're going to talk about mitoch when we get, again, shmamina. So we'll talk more about that. It depends how you understand mitoch, right? And whether mitoch is a kind of a hutra of certain malachos. And again, the Rambam has a very limited view of mitoch. I mean, that it's connected only to certain particular malachos. But let's say for the Balei Tosfos who think that mitoch requires a tzorech ktzas, the answer is different for different views than mitoch, is really. But the machlokas beis Hillel beis Shammai referred to in this Mishnah is not the mitoch issue. Right, that's a separate point, although they're certainly related. I mean, beis Hillel in general were very expansive about the heter vochel nefesh, their interpretation of what the words ach asher yachel, as opposed to Beit Shammai. That's what Rambam is talking about in Pirush Mishnayos. In addition, there's another argument, which is certainly connected, and that is whether you, which Samuel, right? Are you Samuel or Shmuel? What's the
Sam? Sam's good also.
Sam, oh, we're pretty informal. I appreciate that. I can call you Sam. Right? Like I have a lot of witnesses here. You can go back on it if you want, but until then I'm going to, you know, take advantage. So mitoch is a little bit of an expansion in a different way. But actually the Urayim does connect to mitoch, the Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. So the language of the Urayim, anybody have the language of the Urayim open? Matthew, got it?
Yeah, just from where exactly? When he's talking about Beis Shammai Beis Hillel?
Well, first of all, it's interesting that he quotes from Chizki and Rabbavo.
Yeah.
I would go from V'lav Dafka and then skip a little bit. V'lav Dafka Ochol Nefesh Hiter HaKasuv.
V'lav Dafka Ochol Nefesh Hiter HaKasuv. Alafilu kol hanas hanefesh, kednam bebetsu perak beiz, bishamay omrim, leyecham adam chamel raglo, veleim kinu im lishtia, bishil matirin, metanya, bishamay omrim, leyasim adur bishcham kenagdo, bishil matirin, belach kibisela, betaima dixiv asher yachel chol nefesh, bamrin bebsachim perakol shah, bain lechiskia, bain lerabavo, kol makum shenemar, leyachel, achila vihana bimashma.
So that already is very, what do you think about that, Matthew?
Yeah, so it's just interesting. He's connecting the two sogias. Lav Dafka, they really had anything to do with each other. Just the fact that it says Ye'achel in the passive, he thinks there's some kind of connection.
Right, which justifies my bothering everybody before about the connection. Right? I mean, as a co-host, you would agree.
Yeah.
So I figured because, again, otherwise no one would have heard it. So, yeah. So what's also interesting is, in addition to connecting the sugyas, which is great, on the other hand, he makes it seem like Chizkiah, he says something which is true, but which, you know, leads you to wonder a little bit. And that is, you know, after all, he says, Chizkiah and Rabbavo, they don't argue. Whenever there's a lo yachel, they agree. But you just wonder whether what, Matthew?
So, what does it mean that they agree? Lav Dafka, the extension of Hana for Chizkiah is the same exact as Rebbe Vo, even if at the end of the day they hold their both Aser.
Right. The impression a little bit that you get in the Urayim, although, you know, we can't hold him to this because he might, if we were interviewing him, he might say, I didn't mean that. But it sounds a little bit like what they're saying is, you know, that the debate between Chizkiah and Rebbe Vo is whether to apply Yisr Hana or not. You find default or you need a Makar. But, you know, whenever you have Lo Yachel and Chizkiah thinks that that's a Riboy, you know, so then they agree. That's what it sounds like, which is not necessarily the case if Lo Yachel, you know, means, you know, Achila Sachefza, which might mean that both the Achila and the Hana, or at least the Hana, just works differently than it does for a Mavo. Correct? So it's important for that too. So that's the second point. That one doesn't go in the direction I would have liked necessarily, but it's still it's very important. And then if you skip a little bit, then his Hagdara about what constitutes its expansion for Beis Hillel is interesting. And then it also relates a little bit to Sam's question about Mitoch. Go ahead. Yeah, that can skip a little bit. Where would you skip to, Matthew?
I'm not sure I saw much past this.
Where would you skip to the next lines if you wanted to keep going?
I don't think I saw after this part of the Urayim.
Oh, okay. Umelechest, Noach, are you raising your hand? No. Okay. Stephen? Lieber? Anybody? Okay, I'll do it. Umelechest mitzvah mitoch shehi hanos neshama. Very interesting line. Right? Muteras. Kedetaba Beitza. Here he quotes, this is for Sam, the Beitz HaPerek Aleph, Peshame Omrim, Ein Motzinas Akotam Lulos Alulavos Sefer Torah, Redlishus Harabim, Beisila Matirim. Umatskin and Tamid Beisila Mishum Shehutra Hotza Lutzorech Hanoas Haguf, right? Hutra Nami Shalom Lutzorech Hanoas Haguf, Ach Shiyia Lahanoas Hanashama. Nice. Pirish Mitoch. Mitoch osa mikra atzmo. This is a new pshat of mitoch. Okay. It's a good preparation for Yontif, right? Even though this first day Yontif this year is, and the real Yontif is Shabbos also, but, right? Achshiyavana, the word mitoch means mitoch osa mikra atzmo. Sha'atalomed heter hanos haguf. So again, getting back to Sam's point, my response first was, well, according to many Rishonim, it's possible that mitoch is different than the initial hagdara of what constitutes heter ochel nefesh, lo yachel. Maybe it's even hutra, you know, and so on and so forth. We'll get to that. Like it's meleches. Ochol nefesh is mutter, something like that. But not for the Urayim. The Urayim actually does link them. That's why for him, the word mitoch means mitoch oso pasuk. It's already a link. And basically what he's saying is, mitoch is a way of saying there's hanos haguf and hanos hanashama. Now contrast that with the Rambam, who thought like, hanos haguf mibachutz as opposed to hanos haguf mibifnim. Rambam's mitoch is very different. It's very limited. It's actually consistent with this. Mitoch mikratzu shatom b'hetra nos haguf atalom b'hetra nos hanushama. Da'acha sheyachel chol nefesh k'siv. Pir sheyene l'chol nefesh kasher pirash shilmala b'samuch. V'kol guf nikras nefesh shuvi nafshi l'meduchaychi. This is a fascinating Urayim. K'siv ha'isa nefesh adoni tzerura b'tzora chayim. V'yav agav da'amar ula. Right, divrei hakol nedarim adavus ain't craving biyantiv, maskinu tanaihi, lekaimelin kavase shreifas kadshim, umila shelo bezmano veola, right, veola scholda sir biyantov, right. So why should that be? There's hanas hanashama, hasam lelamed alatzim bo vein lemed mehem b'makom acher, davul shreifas kadshim umila shelo bezmano veola schol beyond the gimel ksuvim b'vayim piachad. So this is the Urayim. But the reason I wanted to bring it up is two things. Number one, the lo yachel, lo yachel. Number two, to show you that there are different hagdaros of what this expanded hana, it says lo yachel, this achila that expands to hana might be. Three, as a different perspective, both on mitoch and on the machlokas chizki and rabavo, in cases where there is a ribui for Shnei. Okay, now let's talk about Chatzi Shir. We don't have that much time, but let's begin. So, Sam, right? Yeah. So what's the background story? How do we get to Chatzi Shir? How do we get to it, and what's the background story? How do we get to it?
So I'll be honest, I don't know how we got to it. I can give you the background story of Chatzi Shir, but I just switched into the Shir, so I'm kind of still catching up on the previous thing, so I'm not exactly sure how it fits into the bigger picture.
Okay, well, obviously, we got to the bigger picture because it is another example of the use of Lo Ye'achel, right? Specifically for the Rambam, right? And the curiosity is, which we'll get to, we'll see the formulations of this in just a moment, like, why do you need lo ye'achel? Why lo ye'achel doesn't teach you the opposite of what the Rambam, you know, wants to get from it? And how does it fit in to this usage generally, and especially generally for the Rambam? Okay. So the truth is, we would probably look at this question anyway, because we're interested in, you know, the nature of chametz and its scope, its profile vis-a-vis other isurim. So any intriguing applications are fair game. Right, just like we're interested in Manishtana list of the Radvaz or the Ritva, namely, why do we have special chumras or kulas, you know, that we don't have anywhere else here, right? So too, we're interested in examining, you know, we'll call it the more peripheral or satellite, you know, of Macholas Asuras and Hisuriana, which of course will always include things like Taroves and always include things like Nuksha. Nuksha means, you know, the same substance, but it's Enaroi Lachilas Adam, and will always include, you know, when you don't have enough quantity, you know, for the Shir Shalem, namely Chatzi Shir. These are always going to be the, you know, cases on the periphery, you know, that are going to be very telling. When the Rambam, in one of those cases, whether it's the Isur Anah of Chizkia or the, you know, Chatzi Shir, you know, on his own, or unnecessary, in the case of Surenot, he's quoting Chizkia. But there the problem is because he paskins like Rav Avot. Why is he quoting Chizkia? But here, it's just from whole cloth. The Rambam's imputing to a din that seems to be universal, lo ye'achel. There's no Bavli, there's no Yerushalmi explicitly. So that's how we come to it. It's important to understand the background story, you know, to know then, you know, why it's difficult or why it's not difficult to assess it. Okay. Samson, what you said, you could help us with the background story, right?
Yeah, I think I can. I can try my best.
All we would ever ask.
So I think that the Rambam has two different makoros where he discusses Chatzi Shir. One's in, I mean, it might have more, but I only saw two in context of this discussion.
Let's talk about the real the background isn't in the Rambam. Before we get to the Rambam, right, the background is in which sugya?
I'm not sure. I feel like it has to do with Malachos on Shabbos. I'm not sure.
No. There is a question as part of this issue, larger issue. There's a question about whether Malachos and Shabbos have an Yitzhar Chatzi Shir. But in the Gemara, what's the classic case of Chatzi Shir? Stephen Lieber.
I think it's the Gemara in Yuma with Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish.
Yeah, do you happen to have it?
I can
Bavli, Talmud Bavli. You know, the main sugya of Chatzi Shir. Chatzi Shir is referred to in other places, of course, but the main shir of sugya of Chatzi Shir is the sugya in Yuma. Timely, you know, topic. Right? Okay? Looks like Tuvia is ready to go to battle also. Okay?
Okay? Okay, I have it open.
You have it open? Great. So go ahead, slow.
So, Ditmar, Chatzi Shir, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Asr Minat Torah, Reish Lakish Omar, Mutar Minat Torah.
Okay, so there's a debate.
Yeah.
And this is Chatzi Shir of what?
I think we're talking about Achila on Yom Kippur.
Correct. The Mishnah, this is the Mishnah at the beginning of the last parak of Yoma, right? Which is the transition from the Kachim part, or the, you know, Avoda part of the Masechta to the Shvisas Asar part, to the Yisra Achila part, right? So what the Gemara is establishing right away is that Yom Kippur, right, that's the previous Shaka Vitaria of the Gemara. It sounds like the Mishnah thinks, you know, that even less than a kazayas, right, you would be prohibited from eating on Yom Kippur. So we're quoting this general debate between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Go ahead. Keep going. The Gemara breaks it down now. Stephen, go ahead. Stephen, did we lose you?
Sorry, I'm back. Should I start from the Usher
Onus Karisu? Matthew silenced you or something? Or?
No,
it could
I'm
have
back,
been
I'm
Abraham. Back. It could have been Abraham.
Yeah, okay, so Rabbi Yochanan says Usher Natura, Reish Lakish says Mutzim Natura. So Hanusha Rabbi Yochanan, El Reish Lakish Michael Meimar. So it makes sense that the Mishnah says it's Usher and it doesn't say Karis. Right. To include the Inisir Chatzishir on Yom Kippur for Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan, because he actually thinks it's Usser. But for Reish Lakish, what's the Mishnah talking about? So Mod Reish Lakish Azer Midirabanan. So the Mishnah is talking about in Isser Darabanan of Chatzishir of Achil on Yom Kippur.
Okay. So that's not so, I mean, Reish Lakish, you know, that's not so exciting for us at the moment. But Rabbi Yochanan's Shita is interesting. We Paskin like Rabbi Yochanan or Reish Lakish?
I think we paskins Usser Natura?
Yeah. Everybody paskins like Rabbi Yochanan. That's Usser Natura, including the Rambam. We're going to just keep the Gemara open because we want to see what it's based on. It's very important. How does Rambam paskin Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish in Hilchos Machlokes Asuros?
Like Rabbi Yochanan.
Yeah. You have it there?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, quickly. Kali Suri Macholos, what is this, Perek, Yudalat Halacha Aleph?
Yeah, so it says, Kali Suri Macholos Shabbatorah, Shi'uran B'Kizayas, B'Kizayas Beinoni, Bein Lamalkus, Bein Lekares, Bein Lamizu B'Dei Shamayim. So he says, Shiras B'Kizayas, B'Kizayas, U'Kfar B'Arner, Shukol HaMachuyav Kares, Amizu B'Dei Shamayim, Al-Machal Loke.
Okay, so the Rambam certainly believes in the Shi'uran.
Yeah.
Then comes Halacha Beis.
The Usher min Atora lechol kol shehu midavar ha'usher. Aval eino loke. Sorry. Oh, sorry. Yeah, skip the beginning. Yeah, v'shir zeh. Sorry.
Yeah.
V'shir zeh im kol ha'shir halacha l'moshe misinahim. So the shir and halacha l'moshe misinahim. The Usher min Atora lechol kol shehu midavar ha'usher. Midavar ha'usher. Kol shehu midavar ha'usher. Aval eino loke el al kezayis. So he says, it's still Usher Midaraisa, you're just not going to get Malkus until you have a Kazakhs.
Yeah. Bimachal Kol Shu.
Bimachal Kol Shu, Pachos Mikishir, Makas and Makas Mardus.
Right. Okay, so the Rambam Paskin, like Rabbi Yochanan, if you look at the Nosa Kalim in Ilchos Machalos Asuros, the Pe'achad, that the Rambam Paskin is like Rabbi Yochanan.
Yeah.
So, right, so we would expect that in Ilchos Chametzimatzah, you know, if we were to discuss this question, that the Rama would paskin like Rabbi Yochanan.
Yeah.
And that Chatzishir would be also Minat Torah. Chametz, which is a Din D'oraisa, would be also B'mashu. And what do we find in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin?
So we find that he does paskin like that, but he brings a different source from Rabbi Yochanan.
And not only a different source, but the different source that we are focusing on, and which already he seemed to have superfluously quoted regarding Yisra'ana. Go ahead. Ha'ochal min ha'chametz ha'atzum Pesach. Go ahead.
Ha'ochal min ha'chametz ha'atzum Pesach kol shu ha'reza asr min ha'torah shenemar lo yechel chametz. Ve'af al pichein enu chayev karez u'korban el al kashir shu kizayis. Ve'ochal pachos mi kizayis p'mezin makinus o makas mardus.
So mostly it sounds like the same halacha, right? But the makar is surprising. Right?
Yeah.
What does the Magid Mishnah say? You have Magid Mishnah?
Yeah, I do. Where's the...
In Chametz. In Hilchos Chametz.
Yeah, I'm just looking for the beginning. Oh, here it is. Okay, fine.
How come in Chametz?
How come in Chametz Atzmo?
No. You're reading. It sounds like you're reading the Kesa Mishnah. We'll get to the Kesa Mishnah.
Here.
You're totally right. Stephen, you're doing a good thing. I'm just trying to make a point, a didactic point. You did a good thing because you went right to the more interesting substantive thing. I just want to give you the background. First of all, Magen Mishnah is earlier than the Kesef Mishnah. So I just wanted to contrast it. But you're right. We'll get to it in a second. Go ahead.
Sure. Okay. So the Magen Mishnah says, Ha'ucha menachamit atzmo, perak yom ha-kipurim b'yoma, chatz yishir, Rabbi Yochanan amar asr min ha-Torah, v'yishlo kishar amar mutter, v'kayim lankar Rabbi Yochanan. V'hu kla l'kol isr ma'ach osher b'Torah.
Yeah.
So he doesn't address the Rambam quoting the
Magen Mishnah obviously was not troubled. I don't know why he wasn't troubled. We're troubled that he wasn't troubled. But what he did was, he universalized the halacha, right?
Yeah.
On the other hand, the Ramach, right? The Kesef Mishnah, the Radvaz, and, you know, Mishnah Melech, all the rest of them were troubled. So you now look at the Kesef Mishnah for a moment.
Okay, so Kesef Mishnah says, So Ochum Rechamit Atma B'Pesach, Shenemar Lo Yachel. Kashali, Lama Likro B'Chamit B'Pesach, HaBachol Asurin Shabbatorah, Kaim Lan Chas Yishir Asur Minat Torah.
Yeah. Number one, it's superfluous.
Yeah.
To just plug in.
The old Kasha, the Imikra, Ifra Havalele Melafine, Mi'amine, Jelo Yachel Shir Achila Mashma. So if we're going to bring this new Pesach, why is it going to be a pasuk of achila, which implies that it should need chizayis? So why would this include chatzis?
Yeah, exactly. What do you think about this, Stephen?
I think it's reasonable.
It is reasonable for sure. I mean, the Kesef Mishnah says it, so it's not bad.
Yeah.
And we understand what he's saying it's even worse. He brings a makar, which is at cross purposes with what he wants to prove. He doesn't need a makar, and the makar that he brings is counterproductive. Okay. Bodar, I see Benji Gottesman, but I don't see his face. Benji, you there?
I'm here, Rabbi.
So, I mean, we like to see your face. So, what do you think? This is a, like when you read this question, you lost sleep over it or not? Or did you get excited in the other direction?
Neither of the two.
Neither of the two.
No, I didn't get to see this.
Oh, you didn't get to see this Kesef Mishnah? Okay, what do you think about it now? Kesef Mishnah is saying, number one, it's superfluous. That's certainly a legitimate question, right? Number two, he's saying, he quotes a pasuk, he made things worse, because the language of Achila implies Kazayas. Kol Torah Kula, when it says Achila, the Shir Achila Daraisa is Kazayas. So you think it's a good question or not? I mean, it's a good question for sure. Is it a killer question? Is it, or is it like provoke, you know, does it push a button, you know, that, you know, provokes a counterattack? You're not sure. It's not much of a counterattack.
Interested to hear the answer.
Okay. That's fair enough. Okay. Okay. Well, the answer we'll get to, his answer we'll get to in a second. Before we do, let's look at the Ramach for a second. I just want to get the questions in, then I want to go back to the Sugya in Yuma. But, where do I put it? Who has the, Benji, have the Ramach? Or Stephen?
I do have the Ramach.
Ramach is earlier than the Kesef. Ramach is a Rishon. Whenever we have the Ramach, it's always worth looking at the Rishon, so that goes without saying. But again, you know, there are questions that, you know, that compound the difficulty, and there are questions that kind of trigger, you know, a defense sometimes. I'm of the opinion, this is not always true, but that sometimes, you know, in life and in learning, when you multiply anomalies, you find a pattern. You find a solution. Right? So things don't necessarily get compounded or worse. You know, sometimes, you know, it's the opening, you know, it's the mafteach to solve the problem. Okay. So who has? Stephen, you have it?
Yeah. Ramah. So the Ramah says, Ha'ochel min ha-chameitz v'pesach kol shir reza osur min ha-torah shir mol yachem. So he says, Tzorech iyon, da'kaim alan da'ein achila p'chusa mikizayas, v'chatzi shir da'osur min ha-torah, nafgalan b'mesechaz yuma mimakam acher. So that's both the same two questions.
Number one, again, he's asking this question. You know, this is superfluous. You don't need the pasuk. Number two,
it's the wrong,
he just switched the order.
Yeah.
But, meaning if it says a language of achila, then you certainly need a kizayas.
Okay. Yeah. And he suggests an answer. V'shema yesh lomar ki kachay sadaito de kol davar she'aser behana chatzi shir aser israel lav. That to be komakom hamishani u'behana lohusker kizayas. That anything that's aser beha.
That's a very big chiddush, right?
Yes.
But he's suggesting this is a universal halakha that whenever there's isur hana, kol davar she'aser behana. Chatzi shir is asur, isur lav. Because number one, when it comes to hana, the language of achila doesn't apply. And number two, the mikomokom hamisani. But this would be true, he's saying, for all isur hana. What does it mean, isur lav, as opposed to what?
Maybe as opposed to an Isser Derabanan, Machas Mardas.
Either way, Chatzi Shir is also Minat Torah. It sounds like he's suggesting you need a new Pasuk because this is more than Chatzi Shir. Right?
It's a full Shir?
What's that?
I mean, it's a full Shir. Because
I don't mean quantitatively. It's more than the Isser of Chatzi Shir. The Ramach here is very important. What's he saying?
I thought he was suggesting that as opposed to by Achila, for Onshin, you need to get, that by Achila, there's the Shir Achila for Hana, you get Hana via the Kol Shu. So there isn't a Shir for Hana.
So do you get Kares? Malchus? What is this exactly?
It could be the punishment.
Is suggesting that there's something that is in between the full-fledged Iser with the Onesh and Chatzi Shir, which is Osur Min HaTorah. And that something is called, Chatzi Shir of Iser Hana. So you violate the lav as opposed to violating Chatzi Shir. We're going to explain what we mean by this in a minute or two. You violate the lav itself. You don't violate in a way that triggers kares, or let's say the equivalent malchus, right? But it's also not just Chatzi Shir. Even though Chatzi Shir is already Minat Torah, is there room in the hierarchy, in the profile of Isurim, is there room for something between a full-fledged, violation with all of the Onshim and something else, which is Doraisa? There's something in between those two things? Ramak says, yes. Lo Yachel, which is the course for the Rambam of Isur Hana, Isur Hana generally, there's no limitation of Shiur. Right? Maybe it's being influenced by the Rambam's famous view in Hilchos Yesod HaTorah that you don't get Malchus for Isur Hana, even in the Shir. That's the Rambam's view. But I mentioned with three Rambams, Kurin Nifla, Sefer Mitzvah Simpasa B'Chalav, and that Rambam in Hilchos Yesod HaTorah. Anyways, this is a huge chiddush of the Ramach. Because it's not limited to Chametz. He's saying it by all Isuriana. That there's something in between. You violate the lav, but you don't get the onesh. But it's still different. What is Chatzi Shir if not that? Ah, okay. He says, Velona here. Let's just get it on the record, then we'll explain all of this. We'll stop in a minute or two, but we'll finish this off on Tuesday. Velona here, Kolkach.
He said, Velona here, Kolkach. Dikim and Dichsev, Lo Yachel. Ein iser lav v'pochos mikazayas.
You can't get away from the original point, which is if it's a language of achila, even though it signifies hana. By the way, the Ramach might have just said, you know, and by the way, the Ramah Lishitasvo, that he quotes Chizkiya. Because if he didn't quote Chizkiya, he couldn't even suggest this whole Mahalach. So the Ramach is opening up a door for us, but he's not going through completely where he wanted him to go. Number one, it remains universal to all Yisuri Ana, right? Number two, that's what he's done for us is that he's connected this somehow to Lo Yachel and Yisuri Ana. That's a tremendous benefit. But in the end, he's kind of chozer on that because he, you know, he finds it difficult. But what he hasn't done is he's made it universal about all Yisuri Ana, right? The other thing that he's done for us is that he's created an in-between category between Chatzi Shir and Iser the Onesh Gomor. Correct? Okay. So it's very, the discussion is very, very important. Okay. What about the Kesef Mishnah himself?
I think the Kesef Mishnah has similar hierarchy.
Nearly. Shabarosh Abava Kasav. Go ahead.
V'nira li l'fi Shabarosh Abava Kasav ha'olcha min ha'chametz kol shehu asr min ha'torah u'mashma da'afilu ha'chilu kol shehu ma'at min ha'ma'at she'ein bo hana klal. Asa ha'chal ashmeinan t'nehi di'isura leka aval makas mardus a'ika, sorry, aval makas mardus leka ad shehi dabar ha'roi le'honus v'menu grono p'sas.
So he's explaining the difference in the from the beginning of the Rambam to the end. At the beginning, he said the Rambam says he's talking about a kol shehu, eating a kol shehu of chametz, and at the end he's saying pachas mikazayas. So he explains that when the Rambam is talking about kol shehu, he means the tiniest amount. That if you have the tiniest amount where it's too small to even get hana from it, then you don't get any onesh. Yeah, it's also midin chatzis shir of achila, but you're not getting hana, so there's no onesh at all.
Not even makas mardus rabbanon.
Yeah, but once you have pachas mikazayas, which is it's still less than a kazayas, but it has some size to it, and you can taste it. So then you're getting hana from it, and you get makas mardus.
Ach kasha, magvul yesh bein zeh lezeh.
Yeah.
Right. He says, yeah, but how do you know?
Yeah.
Number one, we don't know the parameters. But oh, Diminale Lefluge Bahachi. Why does the Rambam know such a thing? He might could have had a third question, and that is, why does the Rambam deal with this? What is the Kesef Mishnah saying? Basically, there are two levels of Chatzis Shir. This is different than the Ramach. Ramach is saying there's something in between the Lav and the Onesh Gamur and Chatzis Shir. And that's Isuri Ana, Pachos Mikashir. And then in the end, he's saying, why should that be? And either way, it's universal. The Kesef Mishnah is saying, there's something lower than Chatzis Shir, right? And that's Achila even less, called to who, where there's no Hana, and it's really, really called to who? So that's less than Chatzis Shir, and there's no Makas Mardus. But it's still also Minat Torah. Is that only in, but we don't know the boundaries of it, we don't know where do we find, what's the makor that there are two chatzis shirs? Is he saying the stafkin chametz? Hard to say. To me, it doesn't sound like it's stafkin chametz. It's chametz is mechadish, lo yachel is mechadish, this din. Right? But it sounds like it's din doraisa. Why does he say to machol sasuros? Right? Why did according to Ramach, the Ram sort of said to machol sasuros? Well, there's also Isuri Ana. Why wait for Hilchos Chametz? Right? Then you have the Radvaz. Matthew?
Yeah.
You saw the Chivas Radvaz?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. That's on the Shonos around, right? Okay, we'll stop literally in a couple of minutes. I just want to get the problems in, and I'll tell you obviously where we're going with it, and then I want to elaborate a little more when we finish this up Tuesday, and we'll also try to start Nuksha Vitarobas. Go ahead. Quotes the Rambam.
Yeah, he quotes the Rambam, and then he asks a couple of questions we've seen already. He says, "V'kashu lecham etika amar menacham et atzmo, mashma she'im achol oso besocha taroves, enu asr min haTorah." So he makes a diuk that the fact that it says chametz atzmo, then maybe taroves actually wouldn't be asr. V'avad elasa, the kibbutz she'achol min haChametz kezayis, hafilu shum urav yishbo isr Torah.
This is a strange question, at least for me, it seems like a strange question, or a strange way to formulate it. You agree, Matthew?
Why?
The word kezayis only.
Oh, just kezayis, yeah.
Explain.
That,
I mean, he says two different things here. One is he says it sounds like the Rambam is talking only about atzmo shel chametz. But if you were to eat less than a shiur, but through a taroves, that wouldn't be chatzi shiur. And he starts off by saying, well, why not? But the way he says it is,
yeah, it's dafka a kezayis that's ma'urav, but really if it's mashu, it shouldn't need to be a kezayis ma'urav.
Yeah, why wouldn't it be a ma'urav? Right? That's a strange, I don't have an answer to that. I mean, I guess what we'll say in the end might help a little, but I'm sympathetic to the beginning. I think the diuk in the first part, and that's unique to the Radvaz, this diuk, I think is the first one anyway. Meaning, it sounds like if you eat chametz through taroves, but you actually consume some chametz, that's not chatzi shiur. Why not? Right? But then by saying, you ate a kezayis chametz, who cares about the taroves? Why do you even need the kezayis chametz? Just stick with the original objection. You ate some atzmo shel chametz betoch taroves. I don't think you need to eat a kezayis of the taroves. So they don't need to eat a kezayis of the chametz. We're talking about chatzi shiur. Right?
Yeah.
So I'm not sure why he asks it the way that he does. I find that difficult. Is there something already pointing to his discomfort? Like, you know, maybe it isn't so obvious that chatzi shiur applies in the context of taroves. Like, is it? I have to talk about it. Let's say you have taroves chelev. Right, the paradigm case in Yuma and the psukim is called chelev. So if you have taroves chelev, right, and you eat a piece of it, a piece that includes some atzmo shel chelev, is that chatzi shiur? It's not the case of the Gemara. And is there some suggestion that it would only be chatzi shiur if you ate a kezayis, either of the chelev, albeit in a state of Iruv or of the Taroves? Not sure. Go ahead.
V'chein da'as mefarshim, v'chein tema d'milas atzmo labdafka, ala afilu ayade Taroves, haru kasav l'ma'ala she'im b'Taroves kareis, avagav de'ispe kezayis b'chdei achilas pras.
We'll get to that. That's for our next topic, or that's a transition in a way. B'sukasha.
B'sukasha l'cha, d'amar shenamar lo yachel, V'ika lab mefurish al chatzi shir, lama lo yilake alav. V'su, d'b'lav kronav.
Yeah, that's a good question. That's a new question.
Yeah.
Bishlomo, if you're talking about chatzi shir, of kol haTorah kula, you know, so there's no malchus. But if there's a specific din in chametz of lo yachel, then why don't you get malchus for it? Right? V'su.
Yeah.
So what's he saying in the end?
So in just read his answer.
Yeah.
So true vada in das harav shabachatzi shir muurav lo yebo iser Torah. The sof yisur kaachil v'lo mashfin on licholik al sharam afarshim v'lo tam u'mashakasav minachamitz atzmo lav mishum reisha nakarachi.
Okay,
behind the itzdrich krash and amar lo ye achal delash kachna pluk the Rabbi Yochanan very shlokish elba ocha chatzis shir beene aba chatzis shir meurav delash kachna lab mefurish to pligi.
Right, I mean, this is very, very important. He's saying, you know, there is no evidence that Rabbi Yochanan, what Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish think about Chatzis Shir Me'urav. It's an interesting question. So where do we have the evidence? We don't. That's where Lo Yachel is the evidence. Lefikach Ma'i Sikra.
Lefikach Ma'i Sikra. Dilo Yachel. Lo Yehebo Heter Achila. Dahainu Hana. Vekeven Da Achilei. Afilu Ayde Tarobes. Harinana. Vasr Min HaTorah.
So basically, what's his conclusion, Matthew?
So he also seems to think that at the end of the day, the problem with Tarovas would be it's just a function of Hana, and he's making that connection that the Ramach rejected, but he seems to hold it on that's gone.
So let's say Chelev, or there's no Isra Hana, would it be also Tarovas?
Seemingly not.
Seemingly not. So what's interesting, again, you compare this to the Ramach, it's not exactly the same, but it's, you know, it's interesting. I mean, the Ramach was saying that Hana, there's no, Ramach was saying something else. Maybe in anything where there's a Isur Hana, there's a, you violate the Lav, which is more than Chatzis Shir, right? Even though you don't get Onshin, because you're Nana. Radvaz isn't saying that. Radvaz is going the other way. Radvaz is saying, can you apply the regular din of Chatzis Shir to a taroves? The answer is only a taroves of Isurei Hana, you know, because you're also Nana. Right? So that would be a huge nafkamina. But either way, both the Ramach and the Kesef Mishnah and the Radvaz, there's a three very different chidushim. Right? None of them think that this is a special din in Chametz. Some of them think it's a special din in Isurei Hana. But none of them think it's a special din in Chametz. And none of them ever retracted, you know, the Kazayas point. But what I like to suggest, and I just want to go back to the Sugya in Yuma, if you get a chance, also look at Rabbeinu Chananel and the Meiri in Yuma, and the Yerushalmi, I think gave the Yerushalmi in Trumas to look at, right? Well, Aleph? That was on the Marmakomos? Yeah. Right? Okay. Yoni's nodding. Okay, good. So we'll try to finish this up quickly on Tuesday and move on to the next topic, but what I'd like to suggest, of course, is that if the Torah said Le-Yochel O-Tochlu, then Inochanami would imply more of a requirement of a shear. Right? But the fact that it says Lo Ye-Yachel, right, is the key. That doesn't imply necessarily a shear kezayis. I'd like to link that a little bit with the Beis HaLevi. Anybody get a chance to see that Beis HaLevi yet? With this we'll conclude. David? I know you're a big Beis HaLevi man. David Schwartz? And David Galbtuch, whichever one wants to scream it out first. David Galbtuch looks like he's got it.
He's more of a Beis HaLevi man than I am.
I figured that was true. David?
I didn't like look at it so extensively, but I think he did mention that the Rambam holds Chatzis Shir is Mutar Min HaTorah.
No. Believe. What's that Beis HaLevi about, the one told you to look at here?
Oh, about, I believe, Klein? Or
No. Unless I give you the wrong number. Moshe, you get a chance to see it?
Yeah, he said that that Masar Kachim, there's a din that it has to be Ne'achal versus Achilas Pesach, where it's a din that the Gavr has to eat the Chametz.
He's wondering about Achilas, correct. So, and what's the, so this is a very interesting question about relationship between Korban Pesach and Shar Karbanos. So we'll look at that very quickly. But he thinks that one of the issues is whether you need to eat a Shir Shalem or not. Right? Because the din of Achila, when it's a din of Achila, he says, then achilas agavra is a shear in kazayas. But wherever there's a din of achilas achefta, even less than a kazayas, right, Moshe? That's what he says, right? So that I think the best solution for the Rambam is that the Rambam is telling us, again, of course, we have the Marnach. Don't forget the Marnach that the Mishnah Melech quotes, right? Which is, oh, the reason you need Xeris HaKasuv and Chametz because the Nisar Zman. So if not for the Limud, we wouldn't know. Okay. So what I would like to say is, what you don't know for the Marnach is, and it, therefore the Gilui Mill says it's the same or it's different. Right? Hard to know. What I'd like to say is that everything the Ramach and the Kesef Mishnah and the Radvaz pointed out, a lot of the stuff is correct, 100%. But maybe what the Rambam, the reason this isn't Chametz Matzah, not Macholos Asuros, with the Gili Milsa of Chametz Matzah, just remember, Chatzashir also not Torah comes from Kol Kalev. And yet it's universalized in Macholos Asuros. How come this din of Lo Yachel is not universalized in Macholos Asuros, in the Rambam's organization? So I think because it's a special din in Chametz. And it's related to the Chizkiya Rambam, but in the way that we were saying before, which is there's a special din of chametz, not only of Yisra Gavra of Achila, but of being associated with Tzuraf, the cheftz of the chametz being nechal, to its consumption. So the din of Chatzishir in chametz is just different. And Lo Yachel is not a reason for kazayas, it's a reason for less. So I'm taking parts of different things. It's connected to Chizkiya. It's connected to what the Ramach want to say. The Ramach says, oh, maybe there's something in between regular Chatzishir and violating the lav, even without onish. I think that's true. I think you do violate the lav here without the onish. And we'll explain that in terms of the regular din of Chatzishir. Okay, so we'll pick up with this and finish this part and hopefully transition into Tarovas Nukcha, Mirat Hashem on Tuesday, and Monday we'll have, again, in Yane, Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur or both. We started on Shulchan Shuvah, either we'll finish with that or we'll do a Rosh Hashanah topic, one or the other, for tomorrow.